Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and we're very, very happy to have you on the line this morning for our prayer. So many things are happening in this earth. First, one thing I want to say is a little bit of housekeeping and directions. I'm headed out tomorrow to Washington, D.C. for Christians United for Israel. And I will not be at Prayer Mountain at noon today. However, Prayer Mountain at noon today, there is a gathering of the prayers. There will be lunch provided. And Brenda will be there leading it. And I will just be doing it by phone. So at 12:15 today, I will call in just like I do on this morning prayer. You have your choice of two things. Max and I will call in on this number just like we did today. This morning. You can call in on this number at 12:15, or you can be watching online live. So when I asked Brenda if she would do the prayer for me today, she said, "Oh, Mom, they're glad if we do it this way, because they get to pray louder. When we meet out at Prayer Mountain at noon and the local prayers come, oh, they're so precious. They've been praying together for years. They're so powerful. And when they come, they have to pray quietly because Max has to hear me for the voice, for him to hear it in Arabic. So they have to do the Hannah-type prayer where just her lips moved. You know, she prayed in a whisper. So today they won't be having to do that. They'll just be letting it go. Now, one week from today, we'll be right in the middle of our Champions for Christ with a record number of young people, a record number. I'm so pleased with the WWPs. You paid for those record number, 840, I think it is, something like that. You paid for them to go see the wonderful production of Jesus here. And I'm just so pleased. You've also been so supportive of Max. And Max gave me some beautiful pictures this morning. Max, do you post those online for people to look at on your Facebook or on your webpage?
Yes, I will send them to Jennifer. Actually, because this morning I'm just praying and walking around. I'm in the building this morning.
Okay.
Praying, and then I pulled my phone and started taking pictures. And I tell you,
Max, I thought about it. You know, Max, it's such a beautiful place. There are people who have been in the ministry years and years, and they don't have such a lovely place. But I was thinking about how God chose you. You're a very capable man. You did a restoration here. I don't know if it's in your background, if you had education toward this or not, I don't know. But you have done a marvelous job of restoration.
It's so beautiful. It is just so beautiful. I'm overwhelmed. I just can't leave this place anymore. I mean, yesterday we left at 11 a.m. I mean, p.m. I got here at 8, and I left at 11 p.m. We are finalizing everything. Everything looks beautiful, getting ready for Brandon and Hannah and Destiny from the 22nd to the 24th. Over here, we're going to have 4 meetings. And we invited Pastor Kelvin Woods. He's a pastor in the Twin Cities, and he has songs. He wrote songs about lifting up the Twin Cities, bringing the glory of God over the city of Minneapolis. So he's going to be with us. The dates are the July 22nd through 24th, and they're all online at our website, yeshualoveheals.com, yeshualoveheals.com.
Okay, what time are your services?
Friday the 22nd at 6:30 p.m., Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., Saturday night, 6:30 p.m., Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. And we have free parking lot will hold 500 vehicles right next to the building. All you have to do,
great,
we'll give you a ticket to put on your dashboard. Make sure the ticket is showing, or that piece of paper, on your dashboard.
How did they get the ticket?
Somebody will be waiting for them, will guide them with a flag and direct them to the parking lot, and
okay,
that person will give them the ticket to park and walk into the building. We are so excited.
Well, I'll tell you, they've been having some things happen. Brandon has been having some miraculous things happen and an amazing manifestation of the word of knowledge for people. And,
yes,
of course, Hannah is such a person of prayer, and be sure to get your young people out if you can. They love to see something supernatural, and they love to see something with their age group, and they love to see something like a mission work. And this is definitely a mission work. We don't have to go to Somalia. We don't have to go to the Islamic nations. They have come there, and God has chosen Max and Quinn and Brother Yosef and their congregation to be the ministers, the missionaries really, to this group of people. So go on Max's website to see the pictures, or his Facebook to see the pictures. It's easy for you to remember because you know that Jesus' name really was Yeshua. So rather than a shah sound, it's a sound. And actually in the Hebrew, it's the same letter, shin and sin. So,
yeah.
Right. So Yeshua's Love Heals. .com or .org?
.com or .org. They both would work.
Either one.
Just make sure. Yeah,
they
make sure to spell
work.
Yeshua. Make sure to spell Yeshua. Y-E-S-U-A. H as in Henry. S as in Sam. Love Heals. And our address here in downtown is 627-12 Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55415.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
When I talked to Brandon, when I called him to invite him here, he said, Brother Max, God is so good. It's been on my heart for the last 2 days. The Lord spoke to me that I am supposed to be coming to your church.
Isn't that something
and you see that's how God
heaven
works?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's got a new book out, Courage. And in that book, Courage, it tells about a gift, a trip to heaven he had. And he has so many of these supernatural things. It's time for the supernatural, Max. What we're doing right now, what God's doing right now with this prayer group that's online is supernatural. Very, very supernatural. It is the fulfillment of the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you in the last days. Remember how God told us that this is what's happening to you? My Spirit poured out upon you, your young men, your old men, your prophesy, your maidens. This is supernatural, and we're just so grateful to God. He's supernatural, and this thing we're in is supernatural. And that work that you've got going there is supernatural. And our record number of young people coming is supernatural. And, oh, my goodness, it's just so marvelous to be a part of something like this.
Yes, one more thing. Brandon bringing his books, so he's going to bring, I don't know how many, but his books will be available here in the services. And we got books coming for Sister Billy, The Authority of the Believers.
Okay.
And we have The Blood of the Glory and The Awakening. So all these books
great
will be available right here
when you
come in. So you can purchase them here. We'll
all
see
right
how we'll get as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I had a question there about, we need to announce that I'm coming there.
You are coming in September 16, Friday night, and that will be 6:30 p.m.
Friday night, September 16th, I'm going to be at downtown Minneapolis right there in that church. I've been there before when it used to be called the Wells. I remember what disrepair it was in. I'm looking so forward to that day. Circle it on your calendar and try to be there with us. Try to be there with us. See if you can make a trip to Minneapolis. Weather should be great in Minneapolis in September. And We'll be glad to be there. Hallelujah. Glory.
Can't wait
to
have you. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes. And then we'll plan for another trip too to come back. But right now that's the time I could make it, and had a ride up there, so praise God for it. Now today, so much is happening in the world. Shelley and I, you have to tape the television programs early. And so we did, it's going to be aired in September and October. And we just talked about the signs of the times and the Bible. We looked in the Bible, for watching the fig tree. And my goodness, and I announced this yesterday, even though it won't be going until October. I just said to the people as I as we videoed it, I said, no telling what's going to happen by October, but something really, really big is happening. And what's really, really big is three of the major players of Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. Three of them, Russia, Persia, Turkey, their heads of state are going to meet together in Iran. This is amazing. These three states have never, ever before had any kind of a coalition. And now we were told, Prophet Ezekiel told us 3,500 years ago, no, let's see, 2,500 years, 2,500 years ago, Prophet Ezekiel told us these are going to be allies. They don't have any natural reason to be allies, except as the current things are happening economically today with Russia, sanctions, the bomb, all kinds of things are happening. But here's what I thought about. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is God's war. He's the one that puts the hook in the jaw. And it says here in the 10th verse of Ezekiel 38, thus says the Lord God, it will come about on that day that thoughts will come into your mind and you will devise an evil plan. I'm wondering if this meeting, some of those thoughts will begin to enter their minds. Remember, God orchestrates and pulls them down and deals with them. Now, again, we have to reiterate, it's not the peoples of Russia. I tell you the truth, I've been to Russia many, many times. I love the Russian peoples. It's not the peoples of Iran. I know many Iranians. I love them. I don't know any Turkish people, but I know God loves the nations.
Yeah.
So it's the leadership, which is Satan's working down through. So God's going to override Satan's leading of them. He's going to override it, and we're, oh, my Jesus, precious Lord, precious, precious Lord.
Thank God.
I do believe he's coming soon.
Oh, yes, he is. Thank you.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we want you to come. Oh, Mashitato, Maki. Kavidala Toramaki Gambidi Kwashinako Alivaratishko Danche de Kalakabito no Gombe Kalakapito Mashtiano, Mashtiano, Mashtiano Kavidala Kaharamatito Kafi dalla cambre calacahala cabangi di cotace. Chi mi le wa matisco, maghi dalla frande, maghi toto. Ma le frettagne ne colo copati. Mashidanya ba la cara catito macala capoque. Meshidanyo, meshidanyo, meshidanyo. Ma caracara. Ma calacaradino. Ma calihaliacta. Magidanyo, cavilato. Oh, rapisando, rapisando, rapisando. Machirando scalabri. Tivi la dora macaha la cambito capalatito. Megi la taccia. Give it a twa, machidica la camba. Gido shavi danyo no cobaritata. Gavido yando lo cobrinanga la gandisco dombricala haya. Magora mahai, magola dani, magola dani e vele, da shonia, ne calacabrito. Oh, oh, rabasito, rabasito, rabasito. Che ve sua? Ma che giolo cobra? Ma ghidulo vre, ma li gala gavigno, con la caiena, caiena, aiena, nino, aia. Ele mele ma aiena, aia. Corita. Cavida le tosche d'ance, ma noto. Ma lo tofia macchito, ma cali cambra cati, ti dico occe. Cabi la tua scatanci, ti dico la cambito, lo combracti. Mega la cabri nelle gattagna. Chevi l'atto, ma scatora. Mastito, mastito mia. Bisogna ne colo cazzito. Ma ghida l'acchi la cacca. Magiragnora macala caprate. Oh, shade calaca vito lo compra calatito. Magido, bali tagne nicolo comprati. Cabilo giua, mascicatora. Mascicatora fegne. Mascicatora bagne e tende gamba. Gli brandwell neke, malu dobri masi. Havigno no cora mala togne ni cala gala gandiane ni cala cabrette. Oh, oh, oh. Isciato macchito. Cali caradagne ni cala cabrette, ni cala cabanghe, ni cala capa. Et je de joie, Makito. Give-le toi, Makala Kabito, no cobre magito. Sebratishka. Sebratishka fia. Mega la danye. Mega digna. Makora pita, abilando, abilando, abilando. Give la douche, bilendun, giorno cobrita, la gababa, la titi, de nagnano, na amico. Gobelevrando, gobelevrando, accusua. Meco tutto do gomba. Meco tutto fa, meco tutto do gombebe, lili donna macchito, maha, oramai, gandali, caffina. Paco, Paco mia finde, Paco mia finde le ca. O bilatai, o balita macchina, ora machina. Quisua, Kuvitusqua Makito Makitonia Makitonia. Oh Palakaya Makalatita. Kiberatai Makilakotia. Izwe Makalaganya ne kahalaka balakashka. Gibetwanya ne koholaka fakti because Gidi de Jutua Magidele Copra Abidonia Ma no. It's a baya Fantora, it's a baya Kande. Mako. Liberas o kapa makidara copra. Libujwa makitoto. Libujwa makila. Gevalotonia ne kalakavito lo compra kalakayandele kayana kito. Weletale mama. Kandede beshwa. Ujwa, meko tushwa. Ma, no. Pito. Maji toto mio, mali tata mio, makitora. Ibitwa mahali tole daya nangal di tolavra di. Ishwa nyena gabra kaya. Kibile zora bakaya na haya na nyena. Kiputwa makatoshkeke. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Kilikabaki. Wajidora mahavito. Wajidora maki. Gambolo deshke de brana kito, la mito, la kaya. Bejwaniete de gala gavrati. Oh, la katika. Gane ne gavra. Bijato makit. Wijato makifala. Kambila twerio na kola kopre. Kashka tonje. Majotete samyota. Majotete fika. Guavito amikalakito. Gangili teshke. Gangili teshka mia. We bali tata. Bagi dudu du djupanye, akala malabonye, mikala kaya, nonye. Gavidoshka mia. Masturo doshe de velande. Gali qua frigno non ho combre calaca haiene che helaca baghe denie ne ca galitanie ne gobre. Wajito mokapa. Wajito vrangere mai o kalamaya na kalagangi alagadidio. Kalibrashko donje de goho shak tologo brakti de gadanza. Kevele chakta. Giblato vahoshete. Toshkata prangere de kotoshka. Kalivrateshke tanje. I galavrandi di konya de kohola kaprakti di koto shanti di kohola kapikna de kotanje di kotombre di li kapa. E veledinya na kohola kobre kalakahaya na kahala la ilala. Kobrashito, kabalatito, gabalatito. Vistiano, vistuano mica faya, bamborete makai, oda malito non gobi, wapadiene, kabala niene no nama, aha, no, arabasita la kam. Oh, shandele mica. Makila cambre, makila cambre, makila cambre, makila cambre, makila cambre. Bijwa tale concrete di Gadashanke. Give la tura makalakaya. Bansweri anakalakito. Gavidalaba, no shatito. Hashete, maha, no colocambre. My God, cople candeli gaura, ma calacidiano, no cople calacambrote. Isi disuata la cotaschi tambra cali tanie. Gibledua, malaco, malacaya na kahala kabito, lo cambra calacadino, no cohola cavate. Quistuate. Gisquato frandesque. Gamanico, gambrete, halidonia. Gavidania na che la copre mi sacco. Ah, no colo capra. Oh, ha, 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 orande le bagno, no colo cobrotti di gambe, i brotoschi d'ambrotti di gombrai, bragnoneche, baladara, mannaia. Che le tutaca, che le tutaca fita. Gavidonia makale ka. Isvituashi vedanya no kobre. Gavidanya na koho lampito, lampito, lampito. Makila tanya. Oh, shatila kabre kala kabinyo no kobre kala kabito. Kibele danya ne kola kabito la kobre kala kabre kala konjeke. Ishi ne kara tada gombre kala kafito. Kabila la danya ne kolo kombre tedi kahala kafito do gombrasi. Oh, ala basito kambra kalatito makala kaya. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, Father, we just
thank you, Lord.
We just praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for
praise
speaking
to us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. Brother Max, praise the Lord anytime you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Today he started with trust in me and listen to my dear friend.
Oh, hallelujah.
Trust in me and listen to my dear friend.
Praise his name.
So that was the first line, trust in me and listen to my dear friend. Next line, I know this one, Ephesians 6:11. Ephesians 6:11. Next line, my weapon, I will shatter the nations. My weapon, I will shatter the nations, and with an S, nations. Or shatter, my weapon, I will shatter the nations. I'm trying to pronounce it right here. Listen to this. Here we go again. You prayed about this morning. Iran, Turkey, China, Russia, and Middle Eastern nations. It seems like you gave us the same lines before. I'll read it again. Iran, Turkey, China, Russia, and Middle Eastern nations will not succeed against my land. Wow. Iran, Turkey, China, Russia, and Middle Eastern nations will not succeed against my land. Jeremiah 51:20. Joel, the book of Joel, chapter 3:9. Joel 3:9. Next line. You are my children. You are my children. Hallelujah. Next line.
You're wonderful.
Revelation.
Just to think of it. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. So you are my children. Next line, Revelation 21:7. Revelation 21:7. Next line, because I will repay. Because I will repay. That's what you always said. Put on my armor. Oh, underline it. So because I will repay. Because I will repay. That's a line. The one below it, underline it. Put on my armor. Underline it. Put on my armor. Romans 12:19. The book of Romans, chapter 12:19. Thank you, Lord. The upcoming battles for and over my nation. I'll read it again. the upcoming battles. So after Romans 12:19, the upcoming battles for and over my nation.
The upcoming battles, then go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The upcoming battles for and over my nation.
So battles is plural?
Yes.
There's an S on the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an S on the end, yeah. Yeah, yes, battles. So the upcoming battles for and over my nation. Next line. You are living in the end of time. Wow. You are living in the end of time. Next line. Huh. Psalm 83. It's the book of the chapter of 83.
The whole chapter?
Yeah. That's what the Lord gave us. Psalm 83.
Mm-hmm. 83. Mm-hmm. That chapter is all about battles, really, between the Islamic nations and Israel.
Okay.
But it ends with, you know, God showing how the victory, but that's quite a long psalm. Okay.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one after that is Ezekiel 38. Not 39, just Ezekiel 38.
Hmm.
Okay. So Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38.
Okay, both of those are wars.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, Ms. Vivian, you know this, and everybody on the phone, he's given us revelations. Just look at what he said before that. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Listen to this. You know who is Gog and Magog. Huh. Mm. That's the very next line. You know who is Gog and Magog.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. It is understand. Yeah. Understand the time for that. Understand the time for that. Oh, my Lord. So many revelations. I'm getting revelations on this, too.
Yes.
And now, next line. So understand the time for that. Next line. And now. Oh, no, sorry, not now. And no. And know that I am with you. And know that I am with you. Wow. Hallelujah. Oh, underline this one. Mm-hmm. And know that I am with you. Underline it. Just get too excited here. You see, we shouldn't really be in fear when we see these things. He's telling us.
No.
And he said, I am with you.
Yes. Surely.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Next line. Deuteronomy 2, verse 4. Deuteronomy 2, chapter 2, verse 4. Next line. Oh, underline this one too. And I will provide the way. And I will provide the way. Underline it. I just love it when he speaks to us just in plain English.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Huh. After 1 Corinthians 10:13, stand your ground, church, Israel. And then the number 45, you will be okay. Let me read that again. Stand your ground, church, Israel, 45, you will be okay.
Now, did he give you the number today?
Uh-huh.
Itself.
The number.
Not the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stand your guard, church, Israel, 45, and then?
You will be okay. Just like that, you will be okay. Ephesians 6:13. Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13. Next line. Underline it as well. I am for you. I am for
that's
you.
That's all. That's all we need.
Yeah, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Next line, Romans 8, verse 31 and 32. Romans 8, Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Next line, it will be just like Joshua. Huh, he's been telling us about Joshua. It will be just like Joshua. Next line, I am, so write I am the first time, and then write I am one more time, write it twice, in my name. So the line read again, I am, in my name. Next line, they will not be able. Joshua 10:8. Joshua 10:8. Next line, underline it. Stand firm in me. Stand firm in me. Philippians 4, the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Yeah, that's 8. Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. Next line. So I promise, my promise. So I promise, my promise. Next line, Isaiah 41, verse 10. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. Next line, stay in peace, church. Stay in peace, church. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Okay. It is me who will instruct. Oh, instruct you. INSTRCUT. It is me who will instruct you. Oh, underline it. Find out what this means here. It is me who will instruct you. Underline it. Psalm 32, the book of Psalm, chapter 32, 32, verse 8. Psalm 32, verse 8. Rest in me and learn from me. Underline it. Rest in me and learn.
Rest?
Yeah, rest. R-E-S-T.
Okay. Rest in me and
learn.
Learn
from me. From me.
From me.
Underline it. Next line, Matthew, the book of Matthew, 11:28, Matthew 11:28 and 29. Yeah. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Next line, pray and be still. Wow. Pray and be still. We all know this one. Exodus 14, 14. Exodus 14,
Exodus.
14. Uh-huh, 14, 14. Or at least the one I'm thinking of. Exodus 14, 14. And trust in me. There you have it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to get out my computer here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Both now and evermore. It was powerful this morning. It is powerful. I'm going to have a little time to actually write down the scriptures this morning, since I don't have to hurry around and get out to the mountain. I'm thinking about that Psalm 83, my goodness. Right next to Ezekiel 38 and 39. Oh, no, if he just gave us Ezekiel 38.
Yeah, just 38.
I'm going to get my Hebrew Bible. It's right here, and I'm going to, when we come to that, I'm going to look that up on my concordance, which is an accordance app, or, you know, I don't have a Hebrew Bible on there, but I'm going to get mine out and see the Hebrew on that 83. All right, he begins with, oh, this is just makes me want to cry. Trust in me and listen to my dear friend. Of course, we all know that we're dear to him. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. My weapon, I will shatter the nations. Is there a scripture after that?
No, there is scripture after country.
Okay, yeah. It goes on to the nations. Iran, Turkey, China, Russia, and Middle Eastern nations will not succeed against my land. Jeremiah 51:20. You are my hammer and weapon of war. With you, I break nations in pieces. With you, I destroy kingdoms.
Wow.
I'm going to look at that in another translation. I like it, yeah. This is the New American, and I'm using it because later on in the prayer today, he uses the word shatter. That word is in the New American Standard, 1995. He says, you are my war club, my weapon of war. And that word, literally, war club in the Hebrew, is shatterer. You are my shatterer, my weapon of war. With you, I will shatter nations. And with you, I destroy kingdoms. I've got a mark that I want to use. New American on that one. Joel 3:9. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare a war. Rouse the mighty men. Let all the soldiers draw near. Let them come up.
Huh.
It looks like the battles, the wars are about to begin. You are my children, Revelation 21:7. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Because I will repay, put on my armor. Now, which one of those lines that were underlined?
Put on my armor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Romans 12:19. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
Huh. Wow.
The upcoming battles for and over my nation. You are living in the end of time. Now let me get out my Hebrew Bible here and find this passage, Psalm 83. I think I should read it all to you today. We won't read
that's
all
surprised with me. That's surprised with me, Miss Billy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to read all that psalm, and it is, I'm getting my Hebrew Bible. The books are in a different place. Hold on just a jiffy here. You hear me turning those pages? Here we go. Psalm 83. This is from the English, Hebrew into English by the Koren Publishers. Hebrew speakers. A poem, a psalm of Asaph. Do not keep silence, O God. Do not hold thy peace and be still, O God. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult. And they who hate thee have lifted up the head. They take crafty counsel against thy people and consult against thy hidden ones. Now, that's very interesting, considering that Russia, Turkey, and Iran are having a council session with their heads of state.
Yeah, yes.
They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tents of Edom and the Yishmaelim of Moab and of Hagrim, Gaval and Ammon and Amalek, Pelashet with the inhabitants of Zoar. Ashur is joined with them. They are the strong arm of the children of Lot. Do to them as to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Yavin at the Wadi of Kishon, who perished at Endor. They became like dung on the earth. To tell you the truth, the way I see this, most of these nations are the Islamic nations.
Yeah.
Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeev, and all their princes like Zeva and Zalmunna, who said, let us seize for our possessions the pastures of God. Oh, my God, make them like a whirling chaff, like the stubble before the wind. As the fire burns a wood, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with thy tempest, and terrify them with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord Jehovah. Let them be confounded and affrighted forever, and let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou alone, whose name is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. And again, when we read Ezekiel 38, which is the next scripture he gave us, we're not going to read all of that right now. The point of it all is that the nations may know him. He loves the nations. He wants them to know him. And if they won't know him through all that's gone on these 2,000 years of the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, if they won't know him through that, then they're going to have to know him through battle, probably. You know who is Gog and Magog. Understand the time for that. And know that I am with you. Deuteronomy 2:4. And command the people, saying, you will pass through the territory of your brothers, the sons of Esau, who live in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. So be very careful.
Yeah.
And I will provide the way. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Stand your ground, church, Israel. 45, you will be okay. Ephesians 6.
13.
Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Actually, in the Greek it says, having overcome all, to stand firm. I am for you. Romans 8:31-32. What then shall we say to these things? All these things we've heard is what I think. Which he's really talking about battles and wars, and it will be shaking, but he's with us, you know. Romans 8:31-32. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
Oh.
Hallelujah. These take some meditation. It will be just like Joshua. I am in my name. Remember, I am is the name Jehovah, Yehovah, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Right.
So he gives us his name twice, that powerful name, and then he says, in my name, they will not be able. Joshua 10:8. The Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not one of them shall stand before you.
Hmm.
Stand firm in me. Philippians 4, 1 through 8.
Yes.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, in this way stand firm in the beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord. Indeed, true companion, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there be any excellence, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Dwell on these things. Ponder on these things. So I promise, my promise, Isaiah 41:10, Isaiah 41:10. No, I got that wrong. I hit the wrong key.
Isaiah 41:10.
Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Stay in peace, church. This is one of my, I know this verse for sure. Here it is in the New American. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. That perfect peace is the word shalom twice. The steadfast of mind you will keep in shalom, shalom, because he trusts in you. But my favorite translation of this is in the King James. And in the King James it says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. King James is the very best on that one. And I'm going to read it as it would be in the Hebrew. Thou wilt keep him in shalom, shalom, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. It is me who will instruct you. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Rest in me and learn from me. Matthew 11:28-29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Pray and be still. Exodus 14:14. The Lord, Jehovah, shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. That's King James. In the ESV, the Lord, Jehovah, will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. Trust in me. If I were to sum up what I think we've heard today, I would sum it up by saying, he's calling the men of war. He's calling these nations into that arena. And we're not to worry when we see it happen. We're to stand our ground. We're to put on the armor of God. We're not to be anxious. And we'll be okay. He's with us. But, and also he's surely saying that to Israel. Because Ezekiel 38:39 is taking place in Israel. So stand your ground, church, Israel 45. You will be okay. So you know who Gog and Magog is? Gog is an evil spirit. And he works down through different nations at different times. During the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, he's going to work down through Russia, Iran, and Turkey, and others. But Russia as the head. Russia as the head. Rosh is head. So Ezekiel 38. So that's, I've got some time. I'm glad today. I love to go out to Prayer Mountain, but by not going out there and doing the prayer call at 12:15, remember to call in this number at 12:15, or you may go out to Prayer Mountain, or you may do the live stream. They will be streaming it. But, Max, it won't be the normal way we do it. We're going to call in just like we do today. Just like we did this morning, Max. We're going to call in, and then at 12:15, they're going to join us from Prayer Mountain. So that's the way we do it today. And that's the way we do it next week. Only next week you won't join them out at Prayer Mountain because everybody will be busy with those 840 young people coming to Champions for Christ. Bless the Lord. We praise God. And we thank you all for keeping us going. You know, Max, I think every minister thought, boy, if I only had an oil well, if I only had a gold mine. But no, we do have more than that. He is our source. And we are so dependent upon him. You're dependent upon him. We're dependent upon him. Terry told me, Mom, we got lots of seed in the ground. And so we are depending on a big harvest. I'm even talking financially. So we want to thank you for remembering us. We want to thank you for remembering Max in your giving to the Lord.
Amen. I want to say thank you. I should have said this earlier when we were talking about the building. Just thank you so much for giving to the kingdom of God, Folks,
Yes.
Jesus is working. His glory is over downtown Minneapolis. I mean,
yes, it is.
I am part of it. Miss Billy part of it. All of you are part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what a rejoicing time.
Well,
yeah. What a rejoicing time to be part of it. Miss Billy, I want to go back to Philippians 4:1-8. I just have a revelation from the Lord when he said, stand firm in me. I believe when all of this over and when this is happening, Ezekiel 38:39, which we all believe it's going to happen. This is the generations. He's been telling us about it. This is an encouragement. I just have a revelation of Philippians 4:1-8. Encouragement for us, for the body right there.
Absolutely.
Just
absolutely.
Go over it and read it. Yes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It does nothing but encourage us. That's all. I mean, just totally.
Amen.
Encouragement.
I mean, that's for sure. He is on our side. Mm-hmm. He gives us shalom and peace and salam.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he will keep us in perfect peace if we stay our minds on him. Well,
that's
shalom.
It.
And I'm going to see you at 12:15.
We'll see you this afternoon.
3 hours exactly from now. Okay. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.